Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, July 8th, 2018 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. The most recent draft of the PDF uploaded this morning is number 1121. I have some FYIs. Earlier this week, two blocks only seemed to have been affected, I thought at first, but an almost 8-hour power outage occurred where my son and I live. From Sunday the 1st, 5:30 p.m. till early Monday morning around 1:10, which delayed our July 1st shows, last week's show's editing. And then I had to write, I take it back. They've isolated the power on my single block alone, because they had just turned the power off again as I was about to resume typing up text for today's show. And that was then 5 a.m. on the 2nd. I had to leave the house to try to type this up. Also, there was a skip toward the end of the number 105 post juxta, when our bodies are the love we own, child rearing is overthrown. That was from the June 24th show, which we played this morning because it had been corrupted. My son corrected it, and I wanted to play the corrected version of it. The file that had been uploaded originally was corrupted, and that has been corrupted too. So the one posted to the Prince Juxtapositions page is the corrected post juxta number 105. And then lastly, they are overheating my laptop almost as soon as I turn it on. I mean, this they've been doing for quite some time, but not every time, but now it's every time, with the goal, I am certain, of burning it up. And this document is loading differently, which raises questions as well. These are problems I'm asking for help with. I have edits to this show that I've not been able to make, so this PDF, unfortunately, will not have those edits in it. Sisters and brothers, we're talking about transition to freedom issues without calling it transition planning. When I wrote Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work, I argued that we needed a plan in order to get focused, to get our freedom-founding juices flowing, begin visualizing the alternative, and start working toward it. That without a plan, we were rudderless. I pointed to the power guy's obvious use of Townsend's logic in Waking Up. And later on, once I found Popper, I pointed to the power guy's use of Plato as guide as a good illustration of how critical it is to know what you want in order to get it, such that everything you do builds toward it. The risk, as some may see it on the left, though I did not, was our rehierarchicalization, the reinforcement of that key divide of class between mental and manual labor, the risk that some would master, quote unquote, the transition resources, while the rest would then necessarily turn to these, quote unquote, natural leaders for direction. But as, quoting from my book, consciousness is essential for building a mass movement. And it is, after all, only a mass movement that can unseat power. As consciousness meant our understanding of this risk of hierarchy's re-establishment, we would consciously avoid it, I thought then. And that there are no experts on our future, we would all be inventing together. I still believe that consciousness allows us to see and avoid power's acts to undermine solidarity. But our language has changed now, hasn't it? Now we say that love settles all questions. The content of the consciousness is richer, based in our physical substance, which is a natural equalizer. The keys, it seemed to me, were an accurate understanding and analysis of what has tripped us up before and sent us back into the hands of power. Then also clarity about our goal and unifying globally. Now I see that Paul was the first to not only develop these things, summarizing the problem as a stumbling block and providing extensive guidance for how to deal with it. But most critically, he provides with Prince the missing context of the infinite. Since writing Waking Up, I've learned this stumbling block goes by many names that mean the conditioning of class. Socrates' dilemma, child rearing, the principle of coerced obedience to false authority, the suppression of spontaneous feelings and annihilation of the original self, mind worship. Paul explained it all with an analysis very similar to Proudhon's, who I suspect owes Paul quite a bit. Their analysis and theory of obedience, for instance, is a key suppressed discussion on the left. But what I didn't get was his emphasis on punishment, which is Jesus's emphasis. And on this point, Proudhon extends Paul's direction of non-judgment and argues, and this was in our October 2nd, 2016 show, that, quote, man in his infancy is neither criminal nor barbarous, but ignorant and inexperienced, from the MP3 Contagion of Fear, to which we must add, and consciously misled and lied to by those who would rule. Now, this reality helps us to see some of what Walt Whitman means when he says that affection shall solve the problems of freedom, yet, quote, over the carnage rose prophetic a voice. Be not disheartened. Affection shall solve the problems of freedom yet. Those who love each other shall become invincible. They shall yet make Columbia victorious. Were you looking to be held together by lawyers, or by an agreement on a paper, or by arms? Nay, nor the world, nor any living thing will so cohere. All of us under class are acting with inaccurate information, but we are all reasonable people. We all possess reason. And discussion brings previously suppressed information to the fore, leading to the process for making decisions that affect all that Proudhon has advised us on, and we discussed last week. All three men, Paul, Proudhon, and Prince, are supremely practical men, practical strategists motivated by love, get it done kind of guys, as well as being supremely empathic. They know our weaknesses and our longings. They understand human nature. But Paul and Prince are prophets, meaning they have a power to speak for us that is also supreme, because they are keyed to the beyond, which operates with a different concept of time. They see what we cannot.